This time check was brought to you by Sandvik Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
PCZ satisfied with peaceful campaigns in Chamama. Development expert raises concern over UPND's domestic economic performance. In global news, humanitarian workers face rising attacks in eastern DR Congo. Good afternoon, welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has expressed satisfaction that campaigns ahead of the Chawama parliamentary by-election have so far been conducted in a peaceful manner. Speaking during a sensitization meeting for polling agents, the media, civil society organizations, monitors and observers, Chawama parliamentary by-election returning officer Louis Lupando has urged all stakeholders involved in the electoral process to adhere to the electoral code of conduct and to comply with all requirements, including proper accreditation. Mr. Lupando has also appealed to residents of Chawama constituency to turn out in large numbers and vote for their preferred candidate in the parliamentary by-election scheduled for Thursday, 15th January. He says voting is a democratic right that enables citizens to choose a representative they believe can effectively serve them in parliament.
There is no election if people are not standing to vote. If you want to win, must pay for that. That's why you are here. I've explained to the role of the voters, right? But remember, you vote on my vote on that day, they are voters. So, how do you know?
Meanwhile, the Saka District Assistant Electoral Officer Victor Kagoli has called on the media to remain impartial and professional by reporting accurate information that does not promote violence or tribalism ahead of the polls.
All the media practitioners, we know that you are invested with the responsibility of informing the public accurately, professionally, throughout the electoral process, from voting day up to the declaration of results. You may conduct interviews with the candidates and other stakeholders. However, really, you must remain impartial and professional. The media shall not broadcast personal political opinions, nor engage in or promote violence, hatred, tribalism, religious division, or any form of incitement.
Development expert Charity Musamba has charged that the UPND has performed better on external economic engagements than on addressing internal challenges affecting ordinary citizens. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Musamba says the UPND-led government has focused on macroeconomic reforms that have pleased international institutions such as the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, while the needs of ordinary Zambians who voted the party into power remain largely unmet. She has noted that many Zambians continue to grapple with unemployment and high poverty levels, issues the UPND government had pledged to tackle upon assuming office. Dr. Msamba explains that Zambians voted for the UPND in the hope of improved living conditions, adding that it is important for government to engage citizens and explain why some campaign promises have not been fulfilled. She further stated that in her assessment, the UPND's performance fell below that of the previous Patriotic Front administration.
They worked very hard to please external forces, IMF and World Bank, the very minimum to address the needs of the ordinary majority Zambians. I think for me, if they can just read the picture in fairness and realistically, they know this problem and they know this limitation. But they've also failed to put together a communication strategy that can help citizens understand or even sympathize with them in terms of the problems they have. Employment for the majority. We have the highest level of unemployment in the region, especially amongst the youth.
The Christian Democratic Party, CDP, has elected Apostle Danifule as its new party president and presidential candidate for the 2026 general elections. Speaking to the media in Lusaka this morning, Party Secretary General Kefas Mukuka said the decision was reached during the party's national convention held last Saturday, where several key resolutions were adopted. Mr. Mukuka has explained that the convention attracted delegates from all 10 provinces who unanimously endorsed Apostle Pule to lead the party. He further disclosed that the party adopted a new constitution and approved its manifesto in preparation for the 2026 polls.
The following were the resolutions. Number one, that the delegates elected Professor Chief Apostle Daniel Pule as party president. Number two, adoption of the new party constitution. Number three, adoption of the party manifesto. Number four, that the Christian Democratic Party will participate in the August 2026 general elections at all levels, including the presidency. Number five, adopted the party president, Professor Chief Apostle Daniel Pule, as the Christian Democratic Party presidential candidate for the August 2026 tripartite elections. And last but not the least, that the Christian Democratic Party will continue to be a member of the Tonse Alliance and is ready to work with other registered progressive political parties in Zambia.
At the same event, Party President Apostle Dani Pule disclosed that the CDP is open to being used as a special purpose vehicle for the Tonse Alliance ahead of this year's general elections, and that he is willing to step down as the party presidential candidate if another individual was elected as flag bearer for the alliance.
My party is available as a member of the Tonse Alliance should the Tonse Alliance decide to use my party, the Christian Democratic Party, as a vehicle, with or without my presidency being a presidential candidate.
The UPND in Kitwe District has expressed disappointment over what it describes as a misplaced stance by the opposition in accusing President Hakainde Hichilema of promoting tribalism, saying such claims are misleading and risk dividing the nation instead of fostering unity. UPND Kitwe District spokesperson Kefas Chisange has refuted allegations that President Hichilema is promoting hatred and tribalism, maintaining that the accusations being circulated by the opposition are not true and do not reflect the president's conduct or messages. Mr. Chisange has explained that remarks recently made by President Hichilema at a rally in Choma were factual and should not be interpreted as malicious, as he was not merely addressing issues of national importance and not targeting any particular group or community. He has further stated that whenever the head of state addresses people in a specific area, he is speaking to the entire nation and not only to the residents of that region.
The same message that President Hakainde Hichilema preached in Choma, that's the same message the President has been preaching in Northwest Kenya, the same message that has been preached in Mansa, the same message that has been preaching in